This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. China's got a soil pollution problem. Some estimates have suggested as much as 70% of the country's soil has been contaminated. As you might guess, the government data on this stuff can be difficult for the public to get at. Enter Liu Chunli. He lives in China, and with the financial help of internet company Alibaba, he's been crowdsourcing so-called danger maps. Liu's idea for mapping environmental pollution came from a personal experience.
In 2007, in Shanghai's central district near a college town, I bought an apartment. And when I bought it, I collected a lot of information online. All of the information I collected was positive. It said the area had a great environment, prices were reasonable, and the local facilities would pick up, and so on. Once I moved in, we would often smell a very foul odor. So we started to look it up. We found out that near our area, around 3 kilometers away, there was a trash dump. At this trash dump, sometimes it wasn't managed properly. I thought we really needed a map or a website, a system of information so people can have access to areas of risk around them.
Tell me about the technology that you're using or that you're using in the first phase and the second phase to do this mapping.
The first phase is called danger maps. At first, we collected our information from our Environmental Protection Agency. There's a database which lists at least 13,000 government-monitored factories with major pollution. We put this information in a database, so when people surf the map, we can use their IP address for their current location to show the dangerous areas. They can even look up specific risk factors, including the name and type, whether it's polluted water or polluted air, or even radiation, and so on.
Tell me what involvement the government has had in your project and how you've had to respond to the data that the government has released and some of the data that the government hasn't released.
During this process, we did not directly interact with the government a whole lot. We mainly used their public database and put the information on the map. Once we released the website, because our product is open to the public, we received a lot of positive comments, especially from environmental protection groups.
Mr. Liu, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.